and welcome to my podcast today. Hello, welcome to my podcast. It's me, Uso Eddie Peace. I hope you are doing good. I hope you're doing great. Happy Easter in Arias. And welcome to the second season of 14 days lockdown, especially in Lagos, Abuja, or Ogun State, wherever you are. How you doing? How's the isolation treating you? Hope you are sane. Hope you're good. Hope you are mentally sound. Very, very important. Well, I'm good. I'm okay. One of the things that's been keeping me company and helping me get through this period has been Netflix. Yes. So because of that, I will be giving you my top 10 movies on Netflix. Now, these are movies that I have seen and I love and I would love to share with you. And I have categorized them or itemized them in order of... Did I just say that? In order of how I love them. In order of how I love them, yeah. That sentence doesn't sound right, but let's go with it. You get what I mean, right? Cool. So, I am going to start from number 10. On number 10, I'm going to be talking a bit fast because I do not want this episode to be too long. I mean, it gets boring when it's too long, especially when it's not a movie, yeah? Yeah. So, on number 10 is Murder Mystery. Now, Murder Mystery is a movie about a couple. They try to figure out the murder that has occurred in a yacht that they are on. So, they get on a yacht to have a good time, and then a murder occurs and they turn themselves into detectives in order to uncover the culprit. Now, this has a bit of action and a lot of comedy. So, if you really want to laugh, Murder Mystery is your best bet. Yes, I'm moving on from number 10. Number 9, Miss Bala. Now, Miss Bala has one of my very favorite actresses. Miss Bala is a Mexican movie, just shot in both the US and in Mexico. And if you have seen Jane the Virgin, you will know Gina Rodriguez. She acted the role of Jane. Yes, I love that girl so much. I don't know, maybe because I love the movie, the storyline on Jane the Virgin, and it just made me love her because she interpreted the role so well. Yeah, so Miss Bala features Gina Rodriguez. Gina Rodriguez's friend got kidnapped, and Gina tried to uncover who the kidnappers were and save her friend. And in the process, she uncovered a lot of dark secrets. It's really, really interesting. Has a bit of action. Has a lot of action, actually. But, I mean, it has Gina, so you wouldn't be expecting too much action, yeah? But there's a lot of fighting and shooting. Yes, so that's for number 9, Miss Bala. And on number 8, we have Otherhood. Now, Otherhood has to do with three mothers who were trying to fight their rhythm outside of their children's lives. You know, mothers usually end up being very invested in their children's life. And then by the time these children grow into adults and, you know, gain independence, the mothers are left hanging, if I should put it that way. So these mothers, you know, trying to find a life after giving all their life and to the children, if you get what I mean. So the process of all that is what the movie is about, and it has a bit of comedy in it. It has a lot of comedy and, you know, love between the mother and her child and all that good stuff. Yeah, so Otherhood, OTHERHOOD. If you haven't seen it, then you should. And then on number 7, we have Easy and Ozzy. I'm not exactly sure how well it's pronounced. ISSI and OSSI. So this is about a rich girl and a poor guy, and the rich girl tries to get her parents' attention by dating the poor guy. Why was she trying to get her parents' attention? That's why you should watch the movie. Yeah? By the way, how do you like to watch your Netflix? Yeah? Mobile phone, a laptop, on the TV. Ever since this isolation thingy, network has been crazy. So watching my Netflix on TV has just been, it's been a total failure. I'll just rather download on my phone, because you know you can download on the app and just watch it. It's better that way. So like after waiting 1 hour for it to download the hint, then I can now watch my movie uninterrupted. Because whenever I try to watch it on TV, the network just goes gaga. So yeah, that's that for that. Moving on from number 7 down to number 6. Secret Obsession. Ah, this one. Oppo. It's about a woman who wakes up with amnesia. Now she finds herself in a house with her husband. But, there's a but. Has a bit of scare and thriller. You know, element of thriller. A lot of it. Suspense and all. You go fear. Fear will catch you very when you watch this movie. Secret Obsession. The lady, the actress in it, I know her face, but really I'm not so good at Hollywood names. So forgive me. Just go on Netflix. Check for Secret Obsession and watch it. It is a very interesting movie. Yeah, I don't give too much on the story because, I mean, what's the use? So that's for number 6. Moving on to number 5, Spencer Confidential. Spencer Confidential. It's about an ex-cop who becomes an ex-convict, gets out of prison, and then while trying to get back his normal life, he begins to investigate, of course, undercover, kind of, if you understand what I mean, because he's an ex-cop, so he shouldn't be doing police work. But he begins to investigate the murder of another of his colleague, because he feels like there's something fishy going on, you get. And there was actually something fishy going on. What was the fish that was going on? You have to watch the movie to understand. So that's Spencer Confidential. It has a lot of action. And some elements of comedy, not some, it's actually a bit funny too, with lots of action. Yeah, so that's for Spencer Confidential on number 5. Moving on to number 4, this one I have a very strong opinion about it. Self-made, this one trending on the internet when it came out. Self-made is a biography about Madam CJ Walker. Yeah, about Madam C.J. Walker. Madam C.J. Walker is a Black American entrepreneur, or was a Black American entrepreneur, Black American female entrepreneur who went through, you know, a lot of drama while trying to get her business standing and moving. You know, so all that drama is what you have enclosed, or yeah, in the movie Self-Made. Now, I said I have an opinion about this. Now, her daughter was portrayed to be a lesbian. I understand why a lot of producers, a lot of scriptwriters would always want to include the rainbow element on their movies. But if in real life this girl was not a lesbian, what they did there was not good. It's not like being a lesbian is a crime. Oh, well, it's a crime in Nigeria. But do you get what I mean? Like, if you're saying somebody's story, just say the person's story. Except if I stand corrected, if she was actually, please let me know. Send me a message and let me know that she actually was. But if she wasn't, I felt that that rainbow element was very unnecessary. You can only do that when you're writing a fiction. But in non-fiction, a biography about somebody, I don't see any reason why you're really, really adding that rainbow element. That's the only problem I have with this movie. Aside that, this movie is really, really interesting, really inspiring. It's good for marriages and, you know, for business people. You know, you get to weigh your options, especially if you're not married yet, weigh some kind of decisions you want to make before you get married. And then if you're a business person, you can relate with, you know, those very risky business decisions that you have to make, you know, while trying to develop your business. You get so Self-Made on number 4. Moving on to the next, another of my favorites, The Two Popes. The Two Popes. I don't know why I want to say The Two Popes. So this story is about the transition between Pope Benedict and Pope Francis. It is actually really interesting. A lot of words of wisdom were spilled during this movie. Has a bit of a comic element, you know. It actually reveals a lot of drama that occurred behind the scenes. You know, usually we are used to one pope passing on and then the other taking over, but you know, a few years ago Pope Benedict decided to step down, retire, you get what I mean. And you know, that's something that in my knowledge hasn't occurred ever, and so it was, you know, a bit of a tough situation. But this movie just tells us, you know, the whole of the drama that happened behind the scenes, and it's actually really interesting. Like I said, a lot of words of wisdom were spewed on this. You should actually watch it if you haven't. Moving on to number two. Yes, my people that love to sing and dance in movies. Fortunately, they did not do that here. This is a Bollywood movie titled Badla. B-A-D-L-A. Badla. It has my glucose guardian in my dream. Amitabh Bachchan. Yes, it is the untangling of the mysterious murder of a woman's lover. Now, she was accused of committing murder, killing her lover. Her lover, not her husband, her side guy. Yes, her side guy. So it's not only men that used to have side chick. So she was accused of killing him, and then she called in a lawyer, you know, to defend her. And then a lot of things happen. At a point, you get confused. But it's actually really interesting. Really, really interesting. Yes, so Badla from my Bollywood people. But thankfully, there were no dancing or singing. And then to number one. My number one movie on Netflix. Drum roll. Tan, 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 tan. Okay, that was trumpet. So I made the drum roll. Miracle in Cell Number 7. Now, this isn't Hollywood or Bollywood. It is a Turkish movie. It was shot in Turkey. So maybe we can call it Turkeywood. This movie has to do with love. Has to do with humanity. Has to do with forgiveness. It has to do with a lot of emotions. Now, I need to address something. Those of you who watched this movie and you did not cry, it's fine, no. No problem, you didn't cry. But the fact that you now start bragging about it, or when you come here, what's the texture of your pride? What's the color of your problem? What's the meaning of that? Yes, a lot of us watched it and we cried. What, the fact that you don't cry does not make you superhuman. So please calm down. Just calm down, really. This is a very, very beautiful movie. It will actually touch parts of your emotions. And it's okay if at the end of the movie your eyes are wet. It is totally fine. It touches a lot of your emotions. I really, really, really love this movie. Miracle in Cell Number 7. That's my number one movie on Netflix. So like I said, these are my top 10 movies. My top 10 movies. You might feel like I did not arrange them in order that you would have. That's totally fine. Okay. So if you've watched some movies that I didn't mention, you can let me know so I can go and watch too. We don't have work that we are doing, so let's help each other. Before I go, I'm going to give you one more bonus movie. This movie, I watched a few days ago. And that was after I made up this list. But that movie was just so interesting. Fractured. I don't think it's a new movie, but I loved it. It played with my mind. At the end of that movie, I had to go check it out on Wikipedia. Just so I can actually understand that I was not going mad. You get it. It's called Fractured. It's another really, really interesting movie. So you can add that to the list. These are my top 10 movies. Let me know your own top 10 movies. Please send me a message. Tell me what you think about it. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Observe self-isolation, social distancing. If you think you're ill, if you think you're having symptoms of the COVID-19, please call the CDC numbers, the NCDC numbers on your state. You know what I mean. Please just stay safe and do what you can to help the people around you. It's a really trying time for the world right now, so do well to spread love and stay safe while you're doing that. Until my next episode, yeah, peace out.